واذكروا الله في أيام معدودات فمن تعجل في يومين فلا إثم عليه ومن تأخر فلا إثم عليه لمن اتقى واتقوا الله واعلموا أنكم إليه تحشرون.
Remember Allah by saying Allahu Akbar, Allah is the greatest, and La ilaha illallah, there is no Allah except Allah, on the 11th, 12th and 13th of Dhul Hijjah. If anyone is in a hurry, he may leave Mina after pelting stones on the 12th of Dhul Hijjah, and there will be no sin as Allah has granted that permission. It is also acceptable if someone stays to pelt stones on the 13th of Dhul Hijjah. In fact, this is better and was the action of the Prophet, peace be upon him. All of this applies to those that are mindful of Allah during their Hajj and carry it out in accordance with Allah's instruction. Be mindful of Allah by fulfilling His instructions and avoiding His prohibitions. Be sure that you will return to Him alone, and He will recompense you for your actions.
وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَن يُعْجِبُكَ قَوْلُهُ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَيُشْهِدُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا فِي قَلْبِهِ وَهُوَ أَلَدُّ الْخِصَامِ.
There is a type of person who is actually a hypocrite, but his speech with respect to the life of this world impresses you, O Prophet. And you consider him to be honest and sincere because of his wonderful words. However, his only goal in speaking words of faith is to protect his personal and financial interests. He calls Allah to witness that he has faith and goodness in his heart, whilst he's in fact lying. He bears great hostility and hatred for the Muslims.
وَإِذَا تَوَلَّى سَعَى فِي الْأَرْضِ لِيُفْسِدَ فِيهَا وَيُهْلِكَ الْحَرْثَ وَالنَّسْلِ وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْفَسَادِ.
When this hypocrite leaves you, he works hard to cause corruption by committing sins, and he destroys crops and kills animals. Allah does not love corruption in the land, and he does not love those that cause corruption.
وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُ اتَّقِ اللَّهَ أَخَذَتْهُ الْعِزَّةُ بِالْإِثْمِ فَحَسْبُهُ جَهَنَّمُ وَلَبِئْسَ الْمِهَادُ.
When this person who causes corruption is advised to be mindful of Allah by respecting his limits and avoiding his prohibitions, his pride and arrogance prevents him from repenting, and he continues to sin. The only appropriate reward for him is entry into hell. What a terrible place to reside in for its inhabitants.
وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَن يَشْرِي نَفْسَهُ ابْتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ رَؤُوفٌ بِالْعِبَادِ.
There is another type of person who is a believer, who will sell and give up his soul to follow his Lord and to strive in his path, seeking his pleasure. Allah's mercy for his servants is vast, and he is kind to them.
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا ادْخُلُوا فِي السِّلْمِ كَافَّةً وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُّبِينٌ.
All you who have faith in Allah and follow His Messenger, enter Islam completely and do not leave out any part of it, like how the people of the scripture believed in some parts of the book and disbelieved other parts. Do not follow the ways of Satan because he has made it clear that he is your enemy.
فَإِن زَلَلْتُم مِّن بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَتْكُمُ الْبَيِّنَاتُ فَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ
If you slip up or go astray after clear proofs have come to you, then know that Allah is mighty in His ability and power, wise in His planning and establishing of sacred laws. So, fear and glorify Him.
هَلْ يَنظُرُونَ إِلَّا أَن يَأْتِيَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي ظُلَلٍ مِّنَ الْغَمَامِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ وَقُضِيَ الْأَمْرُ وَإِلَى اللَّهِ تُرْجَعُ الْأُمُورُ
These people who follow the path of Satan instead of the path of truth are waiting only for Allah to come to them as befits His majesty on the day of resurrection in the shadows of clouds to judge them and for the angels to come and surround them from all sides. At that time, Allah will judge them once and for all. To Allah alone shall all affairs relating to creation return. Beneficial points. In reality, righteousness is not simply the performance of many good actions, but it also means following and obeying the sacred laws. People will not be judged by their forms and words, but by the reality of their actions, which show what is hidden in their hearts. Causing corruption on the earth is a common feature of those who are arrogant. Allah does not love corruption and those that cause corruption. A person has not truly submitted to Allah Almighty unless he totally accepts this way of life, inwardly and outwardly.
سَلْ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ كَمْ آتَيْنَاهُمْ مِنْ آيَةٍ بَيِّنَةٍ وَمَنْ يُبَدِّلْ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَتْهُ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ
O Prophet, ask the Jews about how many clear signs proving the truthfulness of the messengers were given to them by Allah. Despite this, they disbelieved and turned away from them. If anyone changes the favor of Allah into disbelief and denial after being aware of it, and after it has become obvious, then Allah is strong in punishing the disbelievers and the deniers.
زُيِّنَ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا وَيَسْخَرُونَ مِنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَالَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا فَوْقَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَاللَّهُ يَرْزُقُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ
For those who disbelieve in Allah, the worldly life and its temporary pleasures and enjoyments have been made to seem glamorous. They mock at those who have faith in Allah and the Last Day, those who are mindful of Allah by fulfilling His commands and avoiding His prohibitions. Will be above such people in the afterlife, when Allah will make them live in the gardens of paradise. Allah gives without any limit or account to whichever of His creation He wishes.
كان الناس أمة واحدة فبعث الله النبيين مبشرين ومنذرين وأنزل معهم الكتاب بالحق ليحكم بين الناس فيما اختلفوا فيه وما اختلف فيه إلا الذين أوتوه من بعد ما جاءتهم البينات بغيا بينهم فهدى الله الذين آمنوا لما اختلفوا فيه من الحق بإذنه والله يهدي من يشاء إلى صراط مستقيم.
People were one community. All of them were in agreement and guided following the way of their father Adam, until the Satan misguided them. They were then split into believers and disbelievers. For this reason, Allah sent messengers bringing good news of the mercy of Allah for those who had faith in Him and followed Him, and warning the disbelievers of the severe punishment of Allah. Together with the messengers, Allah also sent books containing the undoubtable truth, so that they could judge between people with respect to their disagreements. It was only those who were giving the Torah that differed with regards to the matter of Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his message, despite its being clear. They did this out of injustice and jealousy. Allah then enabled the believers to recognize guidance from misguidance by His permission and will. Allah guides whoever He wishes to a perfectly straight path, which is the path of faith.
أَمْ حَسِبَتُمْ أَن تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةَ وَلَمَّا يَأْتِكُمْ مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ خَلَوْا مِن قَبْلِكُمْ مَسَّتْهُمُ الْبَأْسَاءُ وَالضَّرَّاءُ مَسَّتْهُمُ الْبَأْسَاءُ وَالضَّرَّاءُ وَزُلْزِلُوا حَتَّى يَقُولَ الرَّسُولُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ مَتَى نَصْرُ اللَّهِ أَلَا إِنَّ نَصْرَ اللَّهِ قَرِيبٌ.
Do you believers think that you will enter paradise whilst you have not faced a trial like the people of the past? They were afflicted with severe sickness and poverty and were shaken by frightening events to the extent that they wanted the help of Allah to come as quick as possible. And the messenger and the believers with him began saying, "When is the help of Allah coming?" The help of Allah is close to those that have faith and trust in Him.
يسألونك ماذا ينفقون قل ما أنفقتم من خير فللوالدين والأقربين واليتامى والمساكين وابن السبيل وما تفعلوا من خير فإن الله به عليم.
Your companions, O Prophet, ask you what they should spend from their wealth and where they should allocate it. Say to them in reply, any permissible and pure wealth you spend should be given to parents, close relatives in need, needy orphans, the poor who have no wealth, and the traveler who is cut off from his family and home. Allah knows of any good you do as believers, no matter how small. Nothing is hidden from Him, and He will reward you for it. Beneficial points. Being ungrateful for Allah's favors and not using them in His service will result in their disappearance and them being turned into a source of hardship. Allah has created His servants on the natural path of monotheism and belief in Him. Satan and his helpers are the ones who then turn some of them away from this natural path to idolatry. The greatest loss leading to failure is when the nation differs in its book and sacred law and begin cursing one another and declaring one another disbelievers. Guidance to the truth of what people differ in and recognizing the right path is in Allah's hand. It can be requested from Him by believing in and submitting to Him. It is from Allah's natural law that He tests His faithful servants according to their degree of faith and reliance on Him. The greatest thing that will assist in being patient at the time of calamity is to follow the example of the righteous.